it's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and boy, what a beautiful day it is out there. Just kidding. Yeah, it's a rainy old day, but at least it's warmer. It's not freezing. There's no snow out there. Just rain. And that's okay. Our fields are already saturated and becoming rather ponded up a little bit, but we haven't had that much rain yet. Now, I've got to get a new rain gauge. The plastic ones, which we have used, they crack when they fill up with ice. Now, since I was the official weather keeper here for years in Marion, I used a government container, which was all copper, with an insert of copper in it, and you had to pour one into the other to measure it and so forth. But that was a non-splitting copper. You can't say that about plastic, can you? Well, I don't know if there is any rain gauge out there now made out of metal. And if there was, you'd have to take it in the house every day to measure the metal. Or what's in the metal container, wouldn't you? Well, anyhow, that's neither here nor there or anywhere. It's another day. It's Friday. And I've got a lot of things to give away today. And we're going to do that toward the end of the program today. I'm going to register you. I've got the Ridgedale ticket for the 18th Annual Ridgedale Lions Club Daytona 500 NASCAR Dinner and Auction, February 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 5. That's the 15th of next month. And the location is west of Marion on 309, just before you get to Big Island. Do you know how Big Island got its name? I think most people do. Because an island of trees. I don't know if that island is still there with the trees or not. Chances are the trees have been removed and that land is farmed where it once was the Big Island. I don't know. Do you know? Okay, so let me see what I've got here. Look at here. I've got Arby's. I've got Jimmy John's. And I got smoothies. And I've got Ridgedale. Ooh, boy. And we'll make drawings for those near the end of the program today. And if you can answer my questions, I'll write your name down here. And then we'll draw from that. Yeah. Okay, now, going back to yesterday, the questions that I didn't get answered, there was a flag that came out and an organization that developed during the Civil War, perhaps, and it started with the letter G. And I once collected it's a kind of a rotten old flag. It was so 100-and-some years old. I got that from the LaRue American Legion Post when they moved. They didn't have room for everything. And so they gave us, the Historical Society, that flag. Now, can you tell me what that flag stood for? The first initial is G. And it was a very popular organization for years and years after the Civil War. I don't know if there's any around yet. There is an organization, though, Daughters of the American Revolution, that's DAR. They're still very active, and that was before the Civil War. Okay, so if you can name that flag, what the organization was for that flag, start with the letter G. I'll put you down and put you in the drawing for today. Okay, now, you think about that. Here's another question. The NASA crawler transporter was made in Marion. You know, the shovel made the pieces. They were put together at Cape Canaveral. And then, here recently, a piece of that crawler transporter came back to Marion. I know it was a reunion of what you would call it, but a piece of it came back and is still in Marion. Now, what is it and where is it? What is it and where is it? A piece of the crawler transporter, off the same vehicle that launched all our men in space. It's in Marion, but where is it? 10:18 is the time, 10:18 and a half, actually. And how are you doing today? Keeping dry? You'll keep dry if you wear a raincoat when you go outside. But at least it's halfway warm. Not all the way, but halfway. Okay. 740-383-9944. What piece of the crawler transporter came back to Marion? Just a piece of it. And it's going to be here for a while. And then NASA will take it back again. What is it and where? Okay, now, that's one question today. Now, in Green Camp and the Little Scioto River, after the flood of 1913, it tore up bridges and all, just messed things up in the Little Scioto. It just tore it all up. Well, I don't know what organization was. Maybe even back in that time, there was a, what do they call it today? The engineer ordinance that deals with rivers and things like that. There was something that was brought to Marion to help after the flood of 1913. And it was used in the river. It was used in the Little Scioto. And when it was all done, they pulled it out and made a house out of it. Now, can you tell me what I'm talking about? And it's located, I believe, on Walnut Street in Green Camp. What was it they brought in to kind of clear out the Little Scioto that was crammed full of broken down bridges and all kinds of stuff from the flood of 1913? So there's another question. What was that flag that came from the organization that came out after the Civil War? And then a few years later, the flood of 1913, what was used in the Little Scioto to clean it up? Now, I can verify all that. I once knew a man who could tell you the names of people involved with that. His name was, what was his name? He was, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi. I don't really know what that building was called, but my niece lives in what they turned it into a house.
No kidding.
Yes.
Oh, my land.
Yes.
And I've asked before, and there's no hardly any trace of it being what it originally was, a dredge boat.
Yeah. And that's what, it's right at the bend of Maple Street. And yeah. Walnut Street that comes back out. And, it's a house. And
wow.
That's where she lives.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you. Wow. I'm going to put your name down so you'll be in the drawing at the end of the program.
Oh, I'll be so excited. I can't hardly stand it.
I bet.
Okay.
Okay, what's your name?
This is Jean.
Jean?
Yep.
Okay, Jean. Very good. Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. Now, that I never expected. I didn't think that anyone knew that story, tell you the truth. And she, oh, yes, I think the person that lived at one time in that house was the postmistress or postmaster. There is no such title as postmistress. Now, you got to remember that. It was postmaster. I think she was a postmaster of Green Camp that lived in that converted dredge boat. Now, here, I'll tell you that Nyschwander, that was his name. He was around 90 years old when I talked to him. And Mr. Nyschwander, who was the father of, was it Nyschwander, the electrician at the Marion County Fairgrounds for so many years, his boy, his dad would have been this, is it Nyschwander or Noose, whatever. He named all the men that worked on that dredge boat. He knew them all. Yes, he was quite old. But I thought, my goodness, here I've asked that question several times, and now I'm talking to a man that can recite the names of everybody working on that dredge boat. Now, wouldn't it be interesting to know where it came from, that is, who sponsored it, who paid for it? Was it the Corps of Engineers? Or was it the county or whatever? But it dredged out the little Scioto from Marion clear down to Green Camp. All right. Okay. Now, let me see here. Do my homework. Just a second. Today is the 24th, isn't it? All day. Okay. Yeah, it is the 24th, isn't it? I don't have my watch on. Okay. Yesterday was the 23rd, so obviously. Okay, so Jean will be in the drawing. Okay, and now we continue on. Let me see here. I'm really so thankful to get that dredge boat story. Wow, that is just utterly amazing. Okay, now, I really probably don't have to ask you, but if you can tell me, I'll put your name in for the running for a prize, too. Can you tell me what two rivers flow through Green Camp? What two rivers flow through Green Camp? And I know I've personally traversed those rivers. What two rivers flow through Green Camp, Ohio? 7403399944. Now, that shouldn't be too hard. So I can get your name down here for the drawing come 11:55 or so. Okay, it's 10:26 right now, Eastern Daylight, Eastern Standard, isn't it? Do you know, it before very long, it's going to be Lent? Yeah, and Lent and then Easter. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, how you doing this morning?
Well, let me check. Hey, okay.
All right. Hey, did you get the answer for that flag question you got?
No, I didn't.
Would that be, I'm just throwing it out there, would it be GOP?
No, it wasn't GOP, that grand, no, it was very similar.
Okay, I'll tell you another story, too, there.
Yeah.
I remember my great-granddad, I couldn't remember whether it was World War One or back in the Civil War, they also had a club that was called the Cooties.
Oh, I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, that's something I reminisced about. I just couldn't remember whether it was Civil War or World War One.
Yeah, probably World War One. Do you remember in high school or in grade school, kids made cootie catchers?
Oh, yeah. I remember in high school when they actually taught you about World War One and World War Two.
Yeah. Otherwise, kids today know nothing about it.
No, I'm fascinated with that.
Yeah.
I try to teach my little niece everything I can about, you know, history and everything.
Right. Now, there's a documentary coming up on television about World War One. I can't remember what channel it's on.
Oh, boy, I'd like to see that one.
Yes, right, yeah.
Anything to do with that, I don't know. My dad didn't talk a whole lot about World War Two, but, you know, he said he didn't want to recall what he'd seen over there.
Well,
so.
Yeah, that's in the same way with Vietnam. Those guys went through such terrible torture and slaughter and everything else, and they don't want to talk about it. But I think they're starting to break down and talk a little bit more about it. And I feel sorry for those guys that served in Vietnam, the thousands upon thousands.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I go to a lot of them in Vietnam when they had the items out and stuff.
Yes.
It's just fascinating.
Chuck Van Boris has those items, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I remember going down to Delaware, I think. I don't know if it was his display, but there was a big display of that down there, too.
That's right, yeah.
And wow. Yeah, you got a feel for them guys.
Oh, I guess so. My brother-in-law, who has passed away, was shot down three times. He was a helicopter pilot.
Oh, boy.
And the third time, they pointed guns at him, and they were going to kill him, and he played dead and escaped.
Wow.
But he was in the hospital for a year after that.
I can imagine. I can imagine, you know, seeing something like that. You know, it's very hard not, you know,
oh,
I bet
yeah.
you have many sleepless nights.
Yeah, well, it's like, and I don't have much time, but I know an Indian who went through Vietnam, and he saw his buddies being airlifted with a helicopter. They got up into the sky, and boom, it was shot down. They all died.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, that's, and there are a million stories like that out of Vietnam. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll let you go then.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
No problem.
Okay.
Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, back once again. And good to have you along today on this rainy Friday. Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hi, I've got a guess for that last question about which rivers go through Green Camp.
Yes.
I'm guessing that it's the Sandusky and the Scioto.
No, you missed it by one.
I missed it? Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, yeah. It wasn't the Sandusky and the Scioto. Unless you called it, let me, now hang on. Just a second. What's the name of the river that goes through Marion to Green Camp? Little Scioto, is that right? Was that what she said? If that's, it's the Little Scioto and the Big Scioto. And, if I mistakenly said wrong answer, call me back, and I'll put you in the running for a prize today. All right, 10:31's the time. Yeah, it goes. The Little Scioto goes through Marion. Remember all the problems they had with the Little Scioto being full of creosote from the Baker Wood Preserving Plant here in Marion? They preserved railroad ties, and they soaked them in creosote. And apparently a lot of the creosote got in the Little Scioto and made a mess out of it. I did canoe down the Little Scioto, though. Never harmed me. I don't think. Maybe some would disagree. But, I'll forget. There's so many. Well, I mentioned my brother-in-law, Danny Shiflett. Now, Danny passed away here some years ago. And he was shot out of the sky in his helicopter. And they were prepared to execute him, but he didn't move. But he stayed, and we had to go to the hospital for a year after that to repair his injuries. And when he came back to Marion, he bought the Silver Street Bar. Now, to operate a bar, you've got to have a liquor license. Well, one day he was a policeman came in and said, "I'd like to see your license." And so he opened his billfold, which he had a copy of it. And the policeman said, "No, I don't want that one. I want the one up on the wall." And he said, "I'm crippled. I can't make it." "Well, you better get that off the wall." And I'll never forget that. Neither would he until the day he died, being forced to climb up and remove his license from the wall, being all crippled up yet from the war. Yeah, that was something. Okay, moving along. Now going back to the organization after the Civil War. Now we have the Grand Army of the, let me see. We had Daughters of the American Revolution, yes. And they're still in existence. And one of their kingpins was a lady in Waldo. And I take it they still are a very active organization. But this group was a different group. And I'll give you the first name of the group. It was Grand. Grand. If you can do the other two words, I'll put you down the running for a prize. All right. 10:34 is the time. Listen to this. I've got an Arby's. And two smoothies, and the Ridgedale Lions Club. Yeah, boy, that's good. Okay, what was the organization developed and widely, membership widely around Ohio and other states? And it was a group of veterans from the Civil War. Was kind of like the VFW, who remember the VFW had to be fought in a foreign war or on foreign soil. The VFW, then the American Legion, they took, he had to be just a serviceman, in service at one time, and you could join the American Legion. But you had to be overseas or on foreign land to qualify for the VFW. Now, I don't know if that's any difference or different. The American Legion Post 401 in Caledonia is a very active post over there. Okay, but I would like to, and the first name is Grand, of the Civil War, post-Civil War organization. And by the way, I have a discharge paper given to me by a lady I knew in Prospect. It was the discharge from the Civil War. And I kind of treasure that. And someday that will have to go to the Historical Society. I could give you the man's name, but I won't do that. But his relative was one of the greatest piano players that came out of, ever to come out of Prospect. And now let me tell you, this is an interesting story. This lady that I'm talking about, her relative that was in the Civil War, this lady was a telephone operator in Prospect at one time during the flood of 1913. I've told this story before. Maybe you've not heard it. But the floodwaters are rising in Prospect. They're getting higher and higher. She is operating on the second floor, her telephone switchboard, and she looked out the window, and the water was up, coming up to her window. And she thought, well, about that time, too, somebody came along with a boat to rescue her. Well, her name was Rena Kyle. And she said, they said, Rena, you got to get out of there. You're going to drown if you don't. She said, okay, here I come. Well, across the road, on the second floor of a building, across the road was a man looking out and to seeing, to watching her climb out the window. He was you know, watching her very closely. This lady lifting her dress to climb out the window, and she got in the boat and away they went. That was the Rena Kyle story. But this man across the river, looking out the second floor window, thought he was going to see a lot. Quite a story. But Rena was a great piano player. Oh my goodness. I once organized a senior citizen talent show, and it would be fun to have one of those again. And Rena, that's how I met her. She played the piano like it was, she made it dance practically. And then there were others that sang and did this and that. It was at the Palace Theater. That was a lot of fun. That was years and years ago. Okay, now, where was I? The flag, the organization that came out of the Civil War. Its first name of it was Grand. Now, you tell me the rest. And the flag of that organization is at Heritage Hall, stored away. Okay, caller, go ahead.
I'm going to take a guess about the Civil War one.
Yes.
Is that the Grand Army of the Republic?
Yes, you got it, you got it.
The GAR.
Let me get your name down so you'll be in the drawing.
Okay, it's Judy.
Judy.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Judy, good luck.
Okay, if you need my last name?
Well, if you like.
Okay, Summers.
Okay. All right, yes. Okay, Judy Summers. I'm going to make a drawing about 11:50 or 11:55, right around in there.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Righto. Okay. Grand Army of the Republic. Yes, indeed. The Grand Army of the Republic. And that organization, I would think by now, does not exist. In contrast to the Daughters of American Revolution. Grand Army of the Republic. And that flag is at Heritage Hall, stored away. Because it's so delicate. It was so old. I had to be very careful when the Legion gave it to me to bring in to Marion. Okay, we've had Jean and Judy here when... in the drawing. Okay, now let me see it. Right now it's 10:40. Let me cross off that question. Yeah, the Grand Army of the Republic. Okay. Now yesterday, even Scott didn't know this, there was the owner of WMRN, Bob Mason. One of his relatives was George Mason. George signed the American Constitution. Yes, his name was quite prominent back then, George Mason. Okay, now let me continue on. Okay, we got the two rivers that go through Green Camp. Okay, now what else do I have here? Oh, the man in Clarendon that became, well, it was not a librarian exactly, the mailman at the State Building and State House in Columbus. He handled all the mail for all the senators and representatives. And he was from Clarendon. His wife was a quilt. Oh, she made quilt after quilt. And had quite an organization of ladies. And they're all gone, of course. The quilt makers cannot be found. Well, there are some in existence today. I used to have. I don't think I have it anymore. Was a quilt maker's frame. We got it when we bought our house. Yeah. Now, something else I've got that was used in laundering your lace curtains. Remember that? What was it? It was on a frame. It stood by itself, and it had needles sticking out of it. Now, what am I talking about? 7403-839-44. Can you tell me anything at all about that framework with a like needles sticking out of it that you attach your lace curtains? Yeah, you attach the lace curtains to it and stretch them out. Otherwise, if you washed your lace curtains and hung them up to dry, they'd all shrink up, and you would no longer have a viable lace curtain. Do you remember, I can even remember the smell of a laundered lace curtain. Now, why? I remember, maybe you do too, the strangest things in life you'll recall. And if you'd like to tell our listeners any of this, the offbeat things that you can remember when you were a kid or a teenager, that you have a hard time remembering now what happened yesterday. Okay, now, where was I? Let me see. Oh, yes. The man from Clarendon who served as the mail person that distributed the mail at the State House in Columbus. He's passed away now. His relatives all live around Clarendon, though. And his wife is gone. She was a quilt lady. All right. Can you tell me who that man was? He's buried in the Clarendon Cemetery. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah, on that curtain, it'll call a stretcher.
A stretcher.
Yeah, well, that's what we call them.
Yeah.
When you put the curtains up, you have it on there, they dry, and they wouldn't shrink.
That's right. They wouldn't shrink up. I still have a stretcher at home. And I've got no curtains that need it.
You got no curtains, huh?
No.
Yep, that's where it was going.
Okay, well, hey, thanks for the information.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, and can you remember when you took the curtain off that stretcher? It went blink, 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 blink. When you pulled it away from the, like, needles.
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist. But actually, one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. Okay, now, I'm trying to keep it, 30 days in between winnings. Okay, and we have a couple of people registered already for the drawing. Now, can you tell me the name of the Clarendon resident that was the state handler at the State House in Columbus on North High? What was his name? He handled all the mail for all the senators and representatives. Yeah, went around to their individual offices, I suppose, and distributed it. Now, the ironic thing, I was in the Washington Cathedral years ago on a tour, and a man that showed us around the Washington Cathedral was a spitting image of the man I'm trying to get his name of from Clarendon. And I've got a picture of him in the cathedral, not of the man from Clarendon, but the man that looked like him. Yeah, that cathedral is still under construction. And it was started in 1918, and it's on a high ridge overlooking Washington, or Washington, D.C., that is. Okay, I was once, too, in the Australian office bill, or what do you call them, where representatives from different countries have their offices. I was once in that one because I used to listen to Radio Australia all the time, and it felt like home being in, talking to people from Australia, because I listened to their radio station on shortwave for so many years. It's not there anymore. Their shortwave station has disappeared. But they opened up every broadcast of that radio station from Australia with Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, da 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 da. That was their theme, and at 4 o'clock every morning, bang, I used to have to get up at that time of the day. There come Radio Australia. And in fact, I think they gave me a poster or something when I was at their embassy. That's what I was trying to think of. Okay, moving right along. Doesn't sound like we'll ever get the man from Clarendon that was a state mail deliverer. Okay. Now, here's another question. Name the industry in Marion that once used steam cabinets. Now, a steam cabinet is where you put wood and heated it up and steamed it, and then you could bend it. What industry in Marion made big use of those? 7403399944. What industry in Marion? It's gone now. You know, that industry is gone, but we have other industries, you know, that have come to Marion. We lost the shovel and Tecumseh and a few others, but they've been replaced with other industries like Whirlpool and the steel plant. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So we've lost, and yet we haven't lost. We still have more people needing, well, we have more jobs available than we have people. That's why Tri-Rivers is so important, teaching the building trades and mechanics and all that, that is more solely needed than a college degree in liberal arts. Okay. Well, now that you've had your lecture for today, what industry in Marion once used steam cabinets? Now, you might say, well, that's an odd question. Yes, it is. That's why I picked it. What industry once used, and the industry has been gone now, they used steam cabinets to bend wood. Now, what would that have been? All right. And now let's go on to another here to see if I can confuse you. Okay, if you were to go down to the railroad and look up the old switching tower there, and you'll see a sign on it, AC. And I've asked this question about 500 times. What does AC stand for? Yeah, I didn't know until I asked a railroader. His name was Richard Tubbs. And I said, Richard, what does AC stand for? And he told me. And that's why I'm asking you. It's a good question. Do you know the answer? Are you an ex-railroader or a current railroader? I bet even a current railroader doesn't know. The AC tower. What did AC stand for? Yeah. Doesn't stand for AC. Always comfortable. Anything like that. Okay. So there, if you can answer that, I'll put you in the running for one of those. You know, here's what I've got. I've got Arby's. Ooh, boy. Have you had any of their new, what do they call it? They're so delicious. Wow. And the same way, I notice, and I go by there every day, the place that just opened up that sells smoothies. And then right next door is a place that has subs. And I've got a ticket here. It says, have a sandwich on me. Enjoy your free sandwich. This card good for one free classic sandwich, original size, at the Marion Mount Gilead Road establishment. I've got those things, plus I've got the Ridgedale ticket to the big Ridgedale NASCAR Orama coming up in February 15th. Okay. So, What does AC stand for? Now, see, these are things you need to know about Marion, so that when you're with somebody and they look up there and you say, see that tower there? That why does that say AC on it? And you could tell them, you listen to me. Okay. Now, here's another one that you might remember if you're old enough. There was once a business on Olney Avenue. And its name was Moores and Ross. What did they do? What was Moores and Ross on Olney Avenue? No, that was long before the American Legion. Moores and Ross. What was their business they were in? Moores and Ross. And that's part of the history of Marion. A lot of things. There's more history of Marion than you can ever think of. Any town. You know, Bucyrus, I'm as familiar with Bucyrus. They've had all, you know, same way, business come and go. And just like in Marion, Fahey Bank is one of the longest running, is the longest running. And then you come Wilson Bohannon and their brass locks. In Bucyrus, it was the Bucyrus City Bank, Farmer Citizens Bank, and Folks Drugstore. Now, did you see Mr. Folks' obituary in the paper the other day? When I saw that picture, I thought, oh, my land, it's just like home. Because I dealt with that pharmacist, Bill Folk, for years and years and years. Whenever we had to have a prescription filled, it was always Folks Drugstore. Now, Folks burned out about 1939 or 40. And I've got a movie of it. I've got the whole movie of the fire chief sitting on a fire truck and the men spraying water into the Folks Drugstore. I can remember, too, in the drugstore was a lot of things they tried to salvage. One of those things was an editor for 8mm film. My dad bought that, and it had gone through the fire, and the handles on it had melted. It wasn't plastic then, it was something else. But he used that for years and years, editing the movies he made, including the movie of the Folks Drugstore Fire. Okay, so in each town, you've got all these businesses that have been around for a long time, maybe all two or three per town. In Galleon, what would it be? Quay's Drugstore? Yeah, Quay's have been there on the square forever. What else was in Galleon for years? I can't remember. What would it have been? Flannery Fixtures, but that burned down. Flannery made meat cases and other things for... Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
When I was a kid, Moores and Ross would deliver milk by horse.
Yes, yes. They were a dairy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember when they brought milk in the wintertime, and that's when they had the cream that would come up.
Yeah.
And it'd come up out of the bottle.
Come out of the bottle, right. And then later on, I can remember they started putting plastic around the top to keep cats from licking it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah, those were the days.
Yes. Can I put your name down for a drawing?
You want
to be in the drawing?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Very good. Moores and Ross. Yeah, gotcha. Yep, delivered milk. So did Isley's deliver milk. I used to live near where they stored their milk wagons. Now, wouldn't that be something if one... the Isley's milk wagons still exist. They were pulled by horses. They were in a barn up in the north end of town somewhere. Any of you remember where that was? An Isley Dairy horse-drawn delivery wagon. Yeah, just like Moores and Ross. Delivered by horse. My dad worked for a dairy in Bucyrus, and he rode, he delivered the horse, too. And he made, what was it, $5 a week, I think, delivering milk for, and I can't remember the name of the company, It was a small dairy. And he milked the cows and delivered the milk. That's before pasteurization. And he did the whole thing, $5 a week. But that was the Depression. I was born during that time at $5 a week. Ooh, me. Okay, folks, we need some more people to draw. The AC tower, I still need that definition. We got Moores and Ross. That's good. I was so tickled to get Moores and Ross. Okay, yesterday, the Harding High School championship football team was 1958, but a lot of those players carried over into the next year. And then I wanted to know what industry in Marion used steam cabinets to bend wood. Steam, and you know you can make wagon wheels that way, but I don't know if they did or not. 740-383-9944. What industry in Marion, it's gone now, once used steam cabinets? Now, one of you guys ought to know that. Okay, let me see. What else can I ask you here? We need the Caledonia or Clarendon resident that was the state mail deliverer. And the interesting thing, his son was a rural mail carrier in Marion County, out our way for years and years and years. Yeah, his son's first initial was L. Can you think of who this man was? He was a county commissioner at one time. He was in politics quite often. But he ended up at the State House in Columbus delivering mail to our representatives. But his son delivered rural mail in Marion County out my way for years and years and years and drove a Model A Ford. That give you any hints? And he lived on, let me see, what was the name of that road? I'm trying to think, and I can't remember the name of the road right
You're
now.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LPFM, Marion, Ohio, the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were